saw an unprecedented attack on our American democracy, incited by the United States president, and he must be held accountable.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is just one calling for action against the U.S. president. This is Friday, January 8th, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Also ahead, despite the violence, the U.S. Congress finishes what it started Wednesday. Reaction to the storming of the U.S. Capitol is worldwide. Democrats take control of the U.S. Senate, and we'll take a closer look at new strains of the coronavirus. All of that and more on today's VOA Asia. President Donald Trump says there will be an orderly transition on January 20th now that Congress has concluded the electoral vote count certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump issued a statement early Thursday acknowledging his term in office is coming to a close just minutes after Congress certified his loss to Biden. Trump says he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election and claims falsely that the facts bear him out. The final action of the presidential election comes after Trump appeared to excuse the violent occupation of the U.S. Capitol by his supporters Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser placed blame on the U.S. president.
His constant and divisive rhetoric led to the abhorrent actions we saw today. And sadly, it led to a loss of life that will forever stain what could have been and what should have been a peaceful transfer of power.
It was a scene Americans never expected to see in their own country. As a mob pushed into the U.S. Capitol building, Michelle Quinn has the story.
Everybody stay down! Get down!
A lawmaker crouching behind a chair praying. Police drawing guns inside the Capitol building, breaking glass, scaling the building, trashing the offices of elected officials. The images ricocheted around the nation on TV, in private chat groups, on social media. It started with a peaceful gathering Wednesday headlined by President Donald Trump to protest the results of the U.S. presidential election. Just a mile away, a joint session of Congress began the process of certifying those results.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
Trump suggested protesters walk to the Capitol. As the crowd approached the building, they pushed up against police lines, and their demeanor changed. They forced their way into the building, and lawmakers fled. Seeing protesters in U.S. cities is not unusual. Over the summer, unrest at times turned to violence and destruction. But what happened Wednesday in Washington, D.C. was different. Liam Donovan is a Republican strategist.
What's unheard of is having individuals storming the Capitol, breaking down windows, breaking into offices. That's a shocking thing to witness.
As night fell and Washington fell under a curfew, a stunned nation grappled to understand what led to this unprecedented moment. Jennifer Murcia is an associate professor at Texas A&M University.
We don't know how it ends, and watching the chaos in Washington, D.C. right now, it's hard to know who's in charge.
The Capitol building, the scene of so many historical moments, but nothing like this. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
Rattled members of Congress did reconvene Wednesday night to resume counting electoral votes from the November election. Patsy Whitaker-Suera has that story.
Despite thousands of Trump supporters storming into Congress and clashing with law enforcement, lawmakers returned to work Wednesday night to count and certify Electoral College votes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We will certify the winner of the 2020 presidential election.
Vice President Mike Pence, in his capacity as President of the Senate, reconvened the joint session of Congress hours after it was abruptly evacuated as protesters roamed the building and held standoffs with Capitol Police.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, The violence was quelled.
More than 100 Republican members of the House and 14 Republican senators had initially planned to block certification of electoral votes in six swing states won by Joe Biden. Republican Senator Josh Hawley.
For those who have concerns about the integrity of our elections, those who have concerns about what happened in November, this is the appropriate means.
But following Wednesday's violence, several senators and representatives retracted their objections. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler.
The events that have transpired today have forced me to reconsider, and I cannot now in good conscience object to the certification of these electors.
From Wilmington, President-elect Joe Biden condemned the violence and delivered a sharp rebuke to Trump.
I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
Trump tweeted a video calling for calm, but continued his baseless claim that the election was stolen.
It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now.
Twitter and Facebook, for the first time, locked Trump's accounts for posts that violated their policies. Earlier in the day, the president urged supporters to march to the Capitol.
And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Telling them to get rid of the weak Congress people. Jennifer Mercia teaches presidential rhetoric at Texas A&M University.
He incited the violence. He led them rhetorically, even if he didn't lead them physically.
Despite the chaos, Joe Biden will be inaugurated as the 46th U.S. president on January 20th. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
This is VOA Asia. China drew comparisons Thursday between the storming of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Trump and last year's often violent pro-democracy protest in Hong Kong, but did note that no one had died when demonstrators took over the legislature of the China-ruled city. Clips of the chaotic scenes from Washington aired repeatedly on Chinese state television. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chengying told a daily briefing that while events in Hong Kong in 2019, when the city's legislature was stormed, were more severe than those in Washington, not one demonstrator died. Hua added, "We also wish that U.S. people can enjoy peace, stability, and security as soon as possible." Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemned what he called very distressing scenes in the U.S.
I'm pleased that the Senate has been able to recommence their proceedings, and we hope for a peaceful and stable transition of government to the new administration elected by the American people.
New Zealand's leader, Jacinda Ardern, tweeted, "Democracy, the right of people to exercise a vote, have their voice heard, and then have that decision upheld peacefully, should never be undone by a mob." She added her country's thoughts were with everyone devastated by the events, adding, "What is happening is wrong." In Afghanistan, Kabul resident Faisal Malik said, "It was really unexpected when the educated American people who believe in a democratic society displayed such actions. We saw that the controversies and problems that we faced during our own elections in the past few years, like disagreements and the lack of a transparency for the results, also happened in the United States." Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a Trump ally who has heaped praise on the outgoing U.S. president in the past, said he was distressed to see news about rioting and violence in Washington. Orderly and peaceful transfer of power must continue, he said, adding the democratic process cannot be allowed to be subverted through unlawful protest. Thank you for being with us on VOA Asia. On the day the U.S. Capitol was attacked, Democrats won control of the U.S. Senate and Congress as a whole. After scoring a pair of wins in Tuesday's Senate runoff races that drew the attention of the nation, VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports from Atlanta, Georgia, on the consequences for the Biden presidency.
Voters in Georgia delivered control of the U.S. Senate to Democrats.
This is history unfolding in Georgia right now.
As Republican Kelly Loeffler lost to Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock, who now becomes the first black senator from the state of Georgia.
The improbable journey that led me to this place in this historic moment in America could only happen here.
And Democrat John Ossoff beat Republican Senator David Perdue.
Let's unite now to beat this virus and rush economic relief to the people of our state and to the American people.
This state saw unprecedented turnout for a runoff election, capping years of efforts by Democrats to change a longtime Republican stronghold into a swing state. President Trump's continuing unfounded claims of voter fraud in the state could be one possible factor in that shift.
You don't concede when there's theft involved.
While many of the president's supporters did come out to vote here in Georgia, Trump supporter Mark Heiss said the election was too important to miss.
We didn't get our freedom by letting other people come in and run this country like the Democrats are wanting it done.
The president's claims appear to have decreased Republican turnout in the state overall, said Georgia College professor Hank Edmondson.
The president has sown a great deal of confusion in the state with his accusations of a fraudulent process here. And there has been a fear among the Republicans for quite some time that that might depress the Republican turnout.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be the tie-breaking vote in a U.S. Senate led by soon-to-be Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And we'll get America moving again.
That marks a crucial shift in power for President-elect Biden, opening up opportunities to partner with Congress to pass his agenda during his first 2 years in office, political strategist Fred Hicks said.
The Senate Majority Leader is really the most important person in Congress. Nothing moves forward without the Senate Majority Leader, and we saw that with Mitch McConnell.
President-elect Biden will take office backed by Democratic majorities in the House and Senate, the first time the party has controlled both chambers in a decade. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.
We continue on VOA Asia. New strains of the coronavirus causing the COVID-19 pandemic have evolved, raising alarms with public health experts. The viruses appear to be more infectious, making them harder to control. But experts say the new vaccines against them should still work. More from VOA's Steve Barragona.
The streets of London have gone quiet again. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson put the nation under lockdown after a new variant of the coronavirus emerged.
It's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control.
In South Africa, another strain has doctors worried, says University of KwaZulu-Natal epidemiologist Tulio de Oliveira.
It has been dominating almost every infection that we have in the coastal area. This is from Eastern Cape all the way to Cape Town.
The UK strain has spread to at least 39 other countries. The South African variant has turned up in another 9. Both seem to be driving their country's surges in infections. But scientists cannot say for sure yet, says Johns Hopkins University immunologist Andrew Pekosh.
That really needs to be investigated in other countries to see, you know, is this just something that happened in England for a confluence of other reasons? Or is this something that is really specifically associated with this virus? And if it is, then we should be seeing that in other countries.
Okay. The variants do not appear to make people any sicker, but the increase in cases will likely mean more hospitalizations and more deaths, Pekosh says.
If you simply have a virus that can infect more people, then the total number of people go up and all those other parameters go up as well, too.
The new mutated viruses have appeared just as vaccines to fight the pandemic begin to arrive. But the vaccines should still work, says the British government's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance.
When a vaccine is given, you don't just make one antibody against one bit. You make lots of antibodies against lots of different bits. And so it's unlikely that all of that would be escaped by any mutation.
Tests are underway to make sure. Viruses mutate all the time, and the vaccines eventually will need to be updated. But that's easier than ever, Pekosh says.
Particularly these mRNA vaccines have the potential to really quickly be updated to whatever is circulating.
Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines are this type. If the new strains take over, these vaccines may allow for quick adaptation to an ever-changing virus. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Thank you for being with us. Thanks to our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team that includes Doug Bernard, Keith Lane, and Jim Stevenson. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Do your best to stay safe and healthy and enjoy the day ahead.